Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Morse adventure thriller,
pick them up. Would you like a chunk of lead in your middle?
Not me, fella.
Then don't move a finger. Hoppy.
That's me.
I got them covered. Fan them.
Sure, with pleasure.
Don't waste no time. This ain't no picnic.
What about the skirt?
No, don't you touch me.
Leave the skirt alone.
It's a nice skirt.
Leave the skirt alone.
Well, ain't that what I'm doing? These guys ain't got no rods.
I could have told you that.
He could have told us that. Ain't he the comedian?
Hey, looky, my arms is getting tired.
Pick them up. Hoppy.
Shall I bump them off?
No, tie them up.
But what we want to tie him up for? We come out here to bump him off.
We can't bump nobody off in the presence of the skirt.
We could if we bumped the skirt off, too.
We ain't got no orders to bump no skirt off.
Yeah, besides, she's a nice skirt. Ain't you, babe?
You keep your hands off me.
Oh, a skirt with a temper.
Hoppy, tie them birds up.
May I make a suggestion?
No, you can't make no suggestion.
Well, then may I ask a question?
No, you can't ask no question.
Well, your three pals here are liable to die on your hands if you don't get them to a doctor.
You mean they're hurt bad?
Yes.
That's their hard luck.
Yeah, but if they're hurt bad...
That's their hard luck. We got our orders to bump these three guys off and bury them.
Three?
That's orders.
Yeah, but it's only two of them.
Aye, that's right. Hey, where's the other mug?
Well, I can tell you that, fella.
Yes. Yes, we can tell you where he is. He's in that wrecked car, dead.
Yeah?
Yes, dead. And you can blame yourselves for it.
Well, ain't that too bad now?
We think so.
Well, don't feel too bad, mister. His troubles is all over. And you still got yours coming. Well, what are you standing there for, Hoppy? I told you to tie them up.
That's right. I thought there was something you told me to do. I was trying to remember.
We'll do it.
Shall I tie up the skirt first?
Leave the skirt alone.
Aren't we going to tie up the skirt at all?
No.
That's too bad. I sure would like to tie up that skirt. Put your hands behind you, bud.
How about it, Jack?
He's got a gun on us.
Well, I sure don't like it. Why, you double-jointed city cat.
Put your hands behind you.
Better someday I'm going to take you apart.
That's better.
Put your hands up, both of you.
Hey, the skirt's got a gun.
Sonny, you crazy little idiot, drop that gun.
I won't. I can shoot as good as he can.
Drop that gun, sister, or I will make a sieve out of you.
I won't. I'll shoot if you do.
Hoppy.
A gun-toting skirt.
Take that gun away from her.
You mean I can go for her?
Get that gun.
With pleasure.
No. No, don't come any closer.
I ain't mixed with a skirt never so long.
Sonny, throw the gun away. You hear? Throw it away.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, let go of me.
Give me that rod.
I won't. I won't.
You got the gun?
Yeah, and I also got the skirt.
Now, hurry up and put the ropes on these two guys so we can get going.
I told you not to try to use that gun.
Somebody's got to do something.
Sonny, it's just like I told Arthur the other night. When you pull out a gun, you got to shoot right off. On the kind of folks, they just don't monkey around a shooting iron.
Now put your arms back of you, and this time, do it.
And don't waste no more time. We got to get out of here.
Doc?
Yeah?
I think the British are coming.
Huh? Oh, yeah. No fooling.
No fooling.
What are they talking about, Hoppy?
One of them just said the British are coming.
Well, what does that mean?
Search me. I got one of them tied.
Well, hurry up with the other one.
Yes, won't be long now.
And me all tied up like a sack of potatoes.
It's all right, I'm still free.
But not for long. Put your hands behind you.
Get him, Reggie.
I've got him, Jack.
Hey, Hoppy.
I'll take her, Hoppy.
Hey, look out.
Atta boy, Jack. You got him first crack.
Are you coming, Reggie?
No, I went down like a pole, Doc. Nothing to it at all.
But Reggie, you were unconscious.
Oh, I said I didn't have to stay that way, did I?
Well, good work, Bella. You come to, you took in the situation, and you did just what was right and proper.
Right. Ooh, still a bit dizzy, though.
Well, after that bump you got in the wreck, it's not surprising.
Sure, I did take a flying, didn't I? What about those other chappies?
Well, we've got to get them to a hospital.
Only now we got five bodies instead of just three. And by the way, would somebody get these ropes off of
me? Oh, right, I'll turn around.
Yeah. Where do you suppose these last two guys come from anyway, Jack?
Well, you heard what they said.
Yeah, that they was out here to berries.
There you are.
Yeah, thanks.
Apparently, there were two more of the same gang that had been waiting out here in the desert for the others to bring us along.
Right, then there was to be a firing squad, and we were to be thrown into a hole in the sand and covered up.
No.
Hey, honey, what you shivering about?
Oh, what is it? What's going on?
Well, Sonny, it looks to me as though we were beginning to get under the surface of the Richard curse.
But what's this to do with the curse?
Maybe a lot.
I don't understand.
Well, supposing I'd been shot in the park the other night, or the three of us had disappeared, or our bodies had been found out here in the desert. What would you have thought?
Oh. Oh, yes.
Yes. If you hadn't known all that's happened, you'd have said the Richard curse had caused our deaths. You'd have believed we died because we were associated with you.
Yes, but this is different. Someone's deliberately trying to kill you. All the others have been accidental.
Been made to look accidental, you mean?
You mean...
I mean that I think this same gang that tried to lay us away tonight are responsible for at least some of the deaths that took place before we came into the picture.
But that's not a curse.
Hardly. Hey, where'd Doc and Reggie go?
They're taking the bodies over to my car on the highway. Oh. But, Jack, why?
What do you mean, why?
If a gang of men are killing people close to me, there must be some reason for it.
Yes, and we're going to start looking for that reason.
But the curse...
There isn't any curse, and there never has been.
Oh, but you're wrong. It's been in my family for generations.
Who told you that?
My father.
He might have found something better to do. When did he tell you?
Well, he didn't exactly tell me. He left it for me in a letter attached to his will.
Your father's attorney, Leslie Marks, gave you that letter when the will was read?
Yes, Leslie gave it to me.
Was it in your father's handwriting?
No, it was typewritten, but it was signed. I know my father's signature.
And you didn't know anything about the curse until you read that letter?
No.
Do you still have the letter?
Yes. Yes, I have it at home.
I'd like to have a look at it when we get back.
If you wish.
Do you know the condition of your estate?
But that's absurd. Leslie...
It's not absurd. Nothing's absurd when people are being killed like flies around you. And I don't trust that Marks fellow any further than I could throw an elephant by the tail.
But if he wanted my estate, it would be me he wanted dead, wouldn't it?
Well, you're the last person in the world he'd want dead, especially if he's been looting the estate.
No, I don't understand.
Because if you were dead, he'd have to make an accounting to the court. And if he's been using your money, he'd go to jail for it.
Oh. Oh, yes.
But that still doesn't explain why he'd want the men close to you out of the way.
No. No, I think you're all wrong about Leslie. I'm sure of it.
Unless you... Look, Sonny, did your father's will say anything about all property reverting to you immediately in case you got married?
No. Merely that Leslie was to be my executor until I'd reached the age of 25. Why did you say that?
Well, if he had to turn the estate over to you when you married, then naturally he'd do everything in his power to drive off all eligible men.
But my marrying doesn't change a thing.
Oh, so we can forget that. Well, this is going to take some thinking over.
Well, Jack, if you can really prove it isn't the curse...
I've already done that to my satisfaction.
But proof. I want to be convinced. I've got to.
Well, you better stop worrying about the curse and start worrying about something really serious.
Serious?
Yes, and it's my guess that it's Leslie Marks.
Jack, I know you're mistaken. I know you are.
Well, somebody's surrounding you with gangsters and gunmen. Somebody's bound and determined you're going to live alone and like it. You proved that tonight.
Well, I don't understand it.
Oh, but you're beginning to believe it, aren't you?
Well, I don't know.
You're going to marry Phil Terry. Where's he? Cripple in the hospital. You're beginning to show an interest in Roger and in Freddie. Where are they? Buried. You and I announced our engagement. With good luck, I'm still here, but that wasn't because someone didn't try to slow me up.
Yes. Yes, there's something.
Well, there isn't something. It's somebody. And from now on, we don't let up until we run him down.
Well, who are we going to run down now?
Oh, it's you, Doc.
Yeah. And while you two been a-standing there gabbing, me and Reggie done ourselves a job.
Get all the bodies loaded in the car?
Yeah, no thanks to you.
Okay, let's get started back to town.
I don't know where anyone's going to sit. The entire back is occupied by the unconscious.
Well, that's okay. Sonny can drive. You ride in the front seat with her, Reggie. Doc and I'll hang on the running board.
Hey, what's Reggie done to get a break like that?
He got thrown out of the wreck on his head.
And a little thing like that gets him the front seat back to town?
Oh, I say, Doc, you take it.
I should say not. You're riding with me, Reggie. Get in.
Thank you. Righto. And that settles that.
We ready to start?
Yes, start the motor. Oh, here, wait a minute.
Hey, what's the matter now?
Just a minute. I've got to get back to the wreck.
Say, what's that for? Darned if I know. Got some kind of a bee in his bonnet.
Think we should go, too?
Oh, I don't reckon. Sonny.
Yes?
I heard some of the things Jack said to you. You convinced now that this here little old Richard curse of yours is a lot of hogwash?
Oh, I want to.
Well, then just go ahead and believe it, because it's true.
It's so mixed up. But I will tell you this.
Yeah?
There's been a knot of fear twisted up in my stomach for almost a year now. And for the first time, it isn't there anymore.
Now you're talking, fella.
Oh, here he comes back.
It didn't take him long. But what'd you go back for, fella?
Sonny, this may be important.
What's the matter?
Do you know a man named Donald Robert Lincoln?
Donald Robert Lincoln?
Yes, think hard.
I don't have to. Of course I know
him. Who is he? What is he?
He's one of the richest men in San Diego.
Yes, but what connection has he got with you?
Well, I don't know. He was a friend of my father's in the old days.
He was? How close a friend?
Why, next to Leslie Marks, the closest friend he had, I think.
Great, now we're getting somewhere.
But what does Donald Robert Lincoln have to do with this?
That's his automobile that's wrecked over there.
Hey.
Oh, no, Jack.
You mean he's head of the gang that tried to take us for a ride tonight?
That's what we're going to ask him.
Oh, but it couldn't be Mr. Lincoln.
I'll know more about that when we've had a little talk with the old boy.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.